Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. I want to start by thanking everyone who's listening. It's my goal from this day forward to offer the most in-depth coverage of all things sports in the Eastern Sierra. And things are cracking. Bishop High School football gets rolling on the road at Fernley, Nevada on Friday night. The Broncos return 9 starters, including senior quarterback Bowden St. Marie, from a team that went 9-1 overall last year en route to its 3rd straight High Desert League title. Again, they'll open up against the Fernley Vaqueros, a team they defeated 31-22 last year when the Broncos' defense forced 4 turnovers, allowing the Broncos' offense to roll to the tune of 369 yards, 247 coming on the ground. Bowden St. Marie rushed for 3 touchdowns and passed for another in that one. Kickoff on Fridays at 7 p.m. In Mammoth, a serious football program is seriously brewing. Head coach Jesse Warden has been with the team as defensive coordinator for 5 years, and he's seen the program come from one foot in the grave after going 0-7 in 2019 and quote-unquote getting bullied by everyone to an emerging powerhouse that's coming off 2 straight CIF semifinal appearances. They've gone 18-3 in the process. Now, as head coach, Warden hopes to keep it rolling as he returns 13 seniors to the program as they hope to finish what they started by winning a CIF title. The Huskies are led between the lines by senior quarterback Tyler Jones. He was big last year, throwing for 780 yards and 12 touchdowns, while rushing for 265 yards and scoring 4 more touchdowns on the ground. The defense is led by senior captain Tanner Knott, who dominated with over 100 tackles and 3 sacks last year. To open this year, the Huskies will face perhaps their toughest test of the season as they head over the Sierra to take on host Fresno Christian, who cruised to an 11-0 record last year. Kickoff for that one is at 7 p.m. In high school volleyball, the Bishop Broncos took a trip to Lancaster last night to take on Burroughs. Loaded with upperclassmen, the ladies from Burroughs were admittedly much more experienced, according to Bishop head coach Linda Frigerio. The Broncos fought hard but were overcome by the veteran Burroughs squad in straight sets, 25-4, 25-15, 25-12. However, according to Coach Frigerio, the squad improved every single set as anticipated. She and her staff were also given the opportunity to run several lineups, which greatly aids in the in-game situation evaluation process. Junior Liz Ellsworth led the team in hitting percentage and was strong at the net with 2 kills. Emerging sophomore McGenna Westervelt was accurate on serve, going 100% on the night. Up next for the Lady Broncos, a trip to Yerington on Friday for a 2-day tournament. I'll have more on that right here on ESN Sports in the coming days. And let's move it on to Big League Baseball, where it's official. The Dodgers are the hottest team in the league. Riding high on an 8-game win streak, the Dodgers opened a 3-game series with the Milwaukee Brewers last night, and it was more of the same as Bobby Miller and Ryan Yarbrough held the Brewers to 2 runs on 2 hits as the Dodgers rolled to their 9th straight victory, defeating the Brewers by a score of 6-2. The Dodgers had 10 hits on the night. Kiki Hernandez was 1-for-2 with a couple of ribbies. Miguel Rojas was 1-for-4 with a couple of ribbies of his own. The Dodgers now have a commanding 9-game lead over the Giants in the West and only look to be getting stronger. They've now won 13 of their last 14 games and are now at full strength, with staff ace Clayton Kershaw now 1 game removed from a 5-week stint on the IL. He pitched well in his return against the Rockies last Thursday. He'll go again tonight as the Dodgers look to make it 10 in a row against the Brew Crew. First pitch is at 7:10. And that's a look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.